Storytime with Kids at Night is a perfect opportunity to share our faith, or anytime during the day, as a matter of fact. So we have a special treat with us this morning. We have Joanne Beeler. She's an author, a speaker, and what she says is an encourager of families and women. And she's got some children's books to tell us about. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing good. Joanne, you're on a bit of a journey here to you're a children's author now and a speaker, but you weren't always that. Tell us how you got to be where you are, where you're at right now.
I spent many, many years in the corporate world. But prior to that, I'd always wanted to be a young mom. So when that didn't work out and I spent 15 years wondering if I would ever get pregnant, that's when I just continued to build my career. And finally had a little baby in 2000. Took 15 years, though. But during the process of waiting, I built my corporate career. And a lot of different things happened. It's a really loaded question, but... Around 2006, that's when I felt the Lord say to me, and my daughter was six at the time, you need to write a children's book.
Wow.
And there was a lot going on at that time, but I thought, oh, Lord, now? I had so much going on. But, it was a seed for another time. So, many years in the corporate world.
Now, you've got three children's books out now.
I do, yeah.
All right. Tell us about them and end with the latest one that you've got out, because I'm going to ask you some questions about that one.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so the first one, they're all question-based books. So, kids and their questions, they're never-ending, and I love them. But the first one is called Have You Ever? So that sort of taps into the power of a child's imagination and why they were put in this world and to ponder what God wants them to do in their lives. So it's big on imagination and getting the kids to think. And so then book two is the one that's called Even When I Mess Up. So again, a question. So it's about questions and forgiveness and both, teaching kids how to say their story both to the Lord and also to, their friends and family.
And now your final book is got a very interesting title. It's a Wait, What? I Can Talk to God? I love
it. That's it. You said it perfectly.
You have to pause there. Because
yes.
It's sort of a realization, and this is perfect because every kid, and even us young at heart Christian people, will need this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's an awesome way to put it, because what I've heard people tell me, actually even reverends will say to me as they're reading it to their children, they're saying, Joe, they call me Joe sometimes, Joe, this is ministering to me when I'm reading it to whatever their child's name is, right? Because it's obviously it's illustrated and it's targeted at ages 4 to 8, but it can teach us adults that, wait a second, I can talk to God. This is something that I never knew for so many years that I wish I would have known. And funnily enough, the Wait, What? Came from actually an inspiration from my daughter, because you know what kids are like growing up. Everything was like, wait, what, mommy?
Yeah.
So it was just, again, establishing that fact that kids need to know and understand that they can talk to God and God wants to talk to them. And that one of the funny things that happens in the book is Ethan, who is a couple years older than Abby, he talks to her about omnipresence. So he introduces that big, huge word. It's done in a kind of a really fun way. And just that God is everywhere and all at the same time. And, because Abby was thinking, isn't God too busy to talk to me? And so he imparts his wisdom. And that's what that's about.
Yeah, you have the same two characters, right, in all the books?
Yes, it's Ethan and Abby. And I'm calling it the Faith Adventure Series. And so the goal is to just keep on building on this foundation, all question-based. That's what I felt the Lord lead me to do. Because, like I said, kids are in their questions. They want to know, right? And they ask great questions. And these are actually books that can actually be conversation starters, right? So in this busy world, parents are busier than ever. And this is just a way to connect with your child and just start conversations, about their day and just what we want to instill in their little hearts. And the biggest thing for me is to instill confidence in children. And it's something that I lacked growing up, and that was a different era for sure. But it's really on my heart to just try to do whatever I can do to just impart that, how important it is to have the power of God working as it's a confidence builder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they know who they are in Christ, and then all the challenges of the world come, like I said in the beginning, like, I'm sure I would have made different choices and not struggled in the same way that I did. And so I just want to help kids not have to go through that kind of thing. And it's done in a fun way. And so that's kind of the whole motivation behind it.
Author, speaker, and encourager of families and women, Joanne Beeler, has been our guest. Thanks, Joanne.
Oh, thanks so much, Todd. I really appreciate your time today.